Welcome to Momming. We're your hosts, Rachel
and Stacy, and we believe there's no better way to be encouraged through motherhood than by connecting with other moms.
Oftentimes, we can lose our identity in motherhood. The constant exhaustion, piles of dishes and laundry, and the mental gymnastics can leave us feeling like we have nothing left to give. But nothing could be further from the truth.
As moms, we've been tasked with not only helping to raise the next generation, but also to find our individual purpose in the everyday.
Join us as we hear from moms just like you. Welcome to Momming.
Hello, Momming listeners. We're back and we are going to be talking about a special highlight edition of Momming today. Christmas is right around the corner and we are super excited. Plus, just a little bit scared because it seems to come faster and faster every year. It's easy and natural for our children to make their lists, expect great presents under the tree, and be filled with so much anticipation about what they're going to get. What am I going to get? I want this. I want that. Give me the Toys R Us catalog so I can circle totally. Everything
What's
I want.
What's a catalog? What year is this?
Well, I still get them in the mail. I don't know about you. I get an Amazon one. It's crazy. Anyways, okay. But it's so important that we teach our children to give, because it definitely does not come naturally to them. On today's episode, we want to take a few minutes and highlight an organization that has been changing lives for years. Operation Christmas Child, from here on out called OCC, began in 1993 and since has served more than 188 million children in more than 170 countries worldwide. OCC isn't just about giving gifts to children. The shoebox really is the doorway into people's lives to share with them the love of Jesus. And our guest today is going to share with us much more about that. It's so sweet. Our church, plus many other churches and organizations around the U.S., have joined in this mission year after year. Today's guest is a part of our church's OCC leadership team. Jamie has been working with OCC for 4 years. She's a military veteran, a newlywed, and serves in the children's ministry at our church as well. So, Jamie, welcome to Momming.
Hello, Stacy and Rachel.
We're super stoked to have you today. So we're going to jump in with our very first question here. So you have someone very special in the studio today. I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to let you give it away. Can you take some time to share with us who this is, how you came to have her, a little bit of your story, and then finally how that led you to serve in Operation Christmas Child?
Okay.
It's a loaded question.
It is.
It's a lot. It's like five in one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Amy here with me, and everybody probably is familiar with her if you're checking into children's ministry, as we're both out there greeting you guys. this is how I came to get Amy.
Who is your service dog?
Who is my service dog. Yes, she is. So let me first start with the role in my testimony, because she didn't come automatically into the picture until much later in my story. But OCC shoeboxes have been a huge role in my testimony. They are a path in my journey of finding my way to Jesus, and I would love to share a bit of it. So thank you guys for inviting me to do this.
Thank you.
It really brings a full circle of what the shoeboxes do in the lives of the recipient and how they can even impact those of us packing the shoeboxes. Okay. So here's my story. I retired from the Navy with 20 years of service. But the details are, I was medically retired. They waived my remaining 2-year commitment due to my battle of severe anxiety and clinical depression with the use of alcohol. Amy still has not come into the picture at this point, okay? I coped with a lengthy addiction to alcohol, misuse of over-the-counter pills, and my prescriptions. Also, I had an addiction to extreme sports, putting my life at risk multiple times, always pushing the line. So seeing that I was in the Navy and could not use drugs because there's a zero tolerance in the military, I found the next best thing. I found a way to get a similar high that was the adrenaline from skydiving. I jumped from multiple objects, from pushing my limits to the next high. I jumped from aircraft, hot air balloons, helicopters, and bridges.
Oh my gosh, you're so
brave.
I jumped every weekend from the first load at sunrise to the last load up at sunset. 6 to 10 jumps a day, and I partied heavily at night and into the morning with just 2 to 4 hours of sleep, and then getting back on the plane to jump again on Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm. Wow.
The adrenaline will will sober you up, definitely. Mm. Falling at 140 miles an hour. Woo! So anyways, that's not why we're here. So it was trauma and grief that I was running from. Once I made the decision my life was no longer manageable, I asked for help. I took my last drink January 8th, 2018.
Wow.
It was through the beginning of my journey in recovery, trying to stop drinking and then failing, that brought me to Jesus. Then came the introduction to Operation Christmas Child. This is where I helped my then new roommate and now best friend do packing party prep work. So over a 2-year period, I transitioned all of my mental health care and recovery groups to Christ-centered recovery and treatment. Mm. And then it happened. There was a major shift. Praise God. It was in a step study, which means I was working on my steps in the 12-step program in Celebrate Recovery, all right before COVID. So as COVID shut down, everything changed for me. The structure I developed and needed came to a sudden halt. My best friend retired from the Navy in May of 2020, and she moved away. So that meant I had to move too. And so I moved into my 34-foot travel trailer to Escondido to be closer to Larry. We were not married at the time. So times were hard during COVID as we were all secluded. And let me tell you, I do seclusion very well. But the one thing that I did keep up with was continuing to meet on Zoom to finish my 12 steps. And definitely all glory be given to God that that was even something possible. It took me 2.5 years to be able to get past step 3 in a secular group because step 4 terrified me, the inventory of all my wrongs. So each time I got to step 4, I would quit working the steps and go back to step 1 because clearly I needed to surrender more. That's what happens when you don't have Jesus in your life. It wasn't until I joined Celebrate Recovery where step 4 didn't seem so scary. It wasn't scary when Jesus was there. It was during step 6 when we learned of Matthew 12, 43 to 45. It was then that I realized that I needed to start filling the cleaned out spaces of my life with something good instead of just hammering at all of my shame and traumas. So fearful of that, if I didn't do that, I may just be opening myself up to a relapse. And that terrified me. So let me read that scripture for you. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of the man is worse than the first. So after Matthew 12, 43 to 45 came to light in my life, I found that I really did enjoy and miss the work with the shoeboxes that I did with my friend, the joy it brought to my life, and what it does in spreading the gospel to those who don't know him yet, spreading all of his magnificence and saving my own life, and how he could save theirs too, impacted me so much. So I had no other choice but to finally make a decision. My friend was gone, and I could not ride on her coattails anymore. I had to decide what I wanted to do about continuing to work with the shoeboxes and how that would look for me. In May of 2020, I asked a friend of mine if she would be willing to join me in collecting and making stuff for the shoeboxes to just donate to the processing centers as filler items. Should it even be opened up in 2020? Soon enough, I realized we had enough to pack our own shoeboxes. I was feeling led that we should try and do 200. So now the question was, where are we going to pack these 200 shoeboxes in a state that was completely shut down? that is when I got introduced to Calvary Vista. The doors opened up. Larry and I just moved here, and we came. And this all happened at the same time. I learned about the scripture. I learned about Vista being open, and I went for it. I sought out the project leader for Calvary Vista, which is Cindy Muse. I presented an idea about a packing party. Next thing you know, the packing party comes and goes, and instead of packing 200, we packed almost 800 shoeboxes.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just in the same amount of time that we had set out for the 200. So it was amazing. So in addition to joining the team at Calvary Vista, I also joined the year-round team for Operation Christmas Child. I was so serious, you guys. Matthew 12:43-45 scared me a lot, because that meant a relapse to me, and I had nothing but darkness and just kept hammering at the lows of my life, and just I needed something positive. And that scripture really put it in my face that I need to do something positive. So I also joined the year-round team. I am serving as a church relations team member, and that's where we go around to other churches and get them involved in packing and spreading the ministry. So at the 2020 annual OCC conference, yes, we have conferences, we were asked in one word to describe why do we do OCC. I actually have two. My words are hope and purpose. The shoeboxes have had a huge part in my life and in my recovery, giving me purpose. They have also brought me so much hope right from the beginning. When I was on the couch in my living room bagging up marbles for my friend's shoebox party, and if I'm being honest, I really didn't want to do anything. I wanted to just watch TV, be left alone, and be swallowed up in my darkness. But God, he had a way different plan than I had. I couldn't rightfully watch her buried in all of her work and not help her. I had been observing her for a while, and I could see it was not work for her. She was full of so much joy. When my day seemed so dark and heavy, the work I was doing by bagging up marbles was the lamp in the corner of the room shining the light into the darkness of my own life. Little did I know then that Jesus was already at work in my life, spreading the good news of the gospel into my own life. Today, I am 3 years and 10 months sober, and I have been walking with Jesus for 3 years and 9 months. Jesus saved my life. He really did leave the 99 for me. I no longer skydive. I no longer take pills unless they are prescribed. And I no longer drink. And I am extremely joyful to report that I am much happier now than I have ever been on my best party day.
Wow.
So sweet. And so Amy is in my life because she helps me with all the anxiety and depression battles that I face.
Wow. So sweet.
That's like amazing.
I know. It
was just the goodness of God. And
yeah.
I loved how you pointed out too that like you were trying to do it without Jesus. And then finally, how much quicker it came once Jesus was in your life. Because it's true, like we can't do it on our own.
We weren't made to do it on our own. Wow.
So, thank you, Jamie. That was so precious and so sweet.
My secret's out, guys.
Very encouraging.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story.
It is.
You need to share it more.
I think so too.
I know it scares you, but it's amazing. So switching gears a little bit, share with us a little about how you hand make some of those really sweet gifts people can put into their shoe boxes. And as an add-on, what are some really good, like, big ticket items to put in girls and boys boxes?
Very good question. Thank you, guys. So first, if I may, before I answer the homemade items question, I did want to share a tidbit of information that sometimes gets lost in the physical shoebox. Operation Christmas Child is indeed a project of Samaritan's Purse. The name itself comes with the word Christmas in it, but it is not a Christmas gift as we think of it here. The mission of OCC is to spread the gospel in a child-friendly way. Jesus was our Christmas child, and spreading the gospel to the ends of the earth is quite the operation. Mm. So that is...
That should be their new, like, tagline. You should send it to them.
That's a really good idea.
Yes. So that is how Franklin Graham came up with it back in 1993.
Okay. Wow.
So I read his book. That's how I knew. So anyway, so here is the skinny on what happens. When the requesting local Christians ask Samaritan's Purse for XX amount of gospel opportunity shoeboxes, otherwise known as go boxes within the community, with the help of Samaritan's Purse, the local Christians are trained and equipped to share the good news of Jesus Christ in a child-friendly way at an outreach event. Then the children are invited to attend something really special. They don't know that they're getting a gift.
Oh, wow.
So first, they are actually verbally presented with the gospel from their own people. Mm-hmm. Then the shoeboxes are handed out as a tangible gift of love in the name of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
They are also given the greatest gift booklet to take home and share with their families and friends. Many then decide to join the Greatest Journey, which is a 12-lesson discipleship program. So the idea is evangelism and discipleship leads to multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
So since 2009, 188 million children, as you referenced, mm-hmm. Rachel, have heard the gospel. 26.9 million shoebox recipients have participated in this Greatest Journey lesson plan,
wow.
with 18.7 million graduates. Wow. And then here's the big number, 12.6 million decisions made for Christ.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Even though the confirmation number is less than the 188,
right.
We have 188 million children that hear the gospel.
Right.
And then they go tell their friends and their family. So,
absolutely.
How do you really put a number on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
That's the whole concept.
That's amazing.
Sweet. So tell us about the handmade.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I got wrapped up because
I love
this.
That's,
okay.
That's awesome.
So now to answer the homemade items question.
Homemade items, yes.
Yes.
You
so,
actually homemade them.
I do.
Yeah.
So this list is things I have made. So this is a lot of fun as I am a crafter by nature. Not everything that goes into a shoebox has to be store-bought.
Mm.
Crafts are a lot of fun for the crafters here, and it's a lot of fun for the children receiving them. Those that have received a handmade gift have reported that it means a lot because someone who does not even know them took the time to make them something from hand.
Oh, wow.
So here's the list, guys. Now, this is one of my most favorites that I've recently seen at a processing center, which is the next step after you guys pack the shoeboxes and turn them into us.
You open them up and look in them.
We do.
Yeah.
But only at the processing center. We don't do it in between. They're left as the packer intended.
Yeah,
we just pull out the toothpaste and the candy, so please don't put them in there. So anyway, the people have made things like an angel ornament or crosses that hang from the lid. So when you open it up, it's hanging over their toys.
Oh.
I have never done that, but I saw it last year and it melted my heart as the inspector. So, but you can also make beanie hats the children like to wear from the children's sizes 2 to 14. Mm-hmm. My friend that I told you about helping me, mm-hmm. she's my big crocheter. So she crochets hats and scarves and washcloths and makes dresses and stuff like that. So... you can make prayer crosses. We've made them from the plastic canvas. It's like a very small grid that you use yarn for. The Kleenex boxes, made them when I was a kid. So this is like 90s talk right here. But, and then you can use yarn, or there's the wire art, which has become big these days.
Mm.
So there's also making crocheted or knitted stuffed animals,
mm-hmm.
beaded necklaces or friendship bracelets that I'm sure that you girls have also made them as girls.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah.
Did
you? Yes.
Like the ones with the knots.
Oh, yeah.
You can make fancy ribbon bows, finger puppets. You can sew with material, bags, dresses, or the reusable sanitary items. There's wood crafts. I am a fine woodworker. Wow. And so I belong to a fine workers club, wood club, and we make the whistles and the cars. Wow. We also do more intricate work, yeah. But we also do stuff for the children.
Yeah.
You can make beaded dolls or wood peg dolls, make tic-tac-toe games or other games, save your standard size shoe boxes, ladies, and then wrap them up and have your kids draw pictures in them. You can make little plastic canvas trinket boxes. So the same canvas that you use to cut out a cross or something, you can also make it into a little trinket box. And the marble bags. That's okay. What got me into all of this is my friend made marble bags and I stuffed them for her.
Wow.
So what were those made out of? Just fabric?
Just fabric.
Sew them together?
Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Yes.
Very ambitious.
Yes.
Wow.
Challenge accepted.
Accepted, come on, ladies.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm done.
So secondly, we also want to know about the fun big ticket items.
Right.
Yes. Otherwise, I always have a hard time with these ones.
I do too. I usually choose shoes, which I know isn't fun, but I've heard stories of kids.
So practical.
That is me though. I'm let's get, you need shoes.
Yes,
but
true.
But the idea is when you pray over the box, and that's how when they present the gospel to the children, they now know about Jesus.
Right.
And then they're handed this shoebox. Some people are handed shoes and there's a story in that book that I told you about how I learned how Operation Christmas Child, in the very beginning, and I forget what country it was from, but she had shoes that were taped together and it was in the snow and cold. And she showed up, was given a box, and she was given shoes.
Wow.
And there's no other way to explain it other than Jesus. He's really there.
That's so
awesome. So that's you say, I always choose shoes.
Yeah.
Well, that shoebox is going to make it to where it is.
Right.
Because there's just too many testimonies to... Right. Not believe that to be true.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So what have you seen as
good things? Yes. Sorry. I get so wrapped in. I love this ministry. I can just talk to you. Okay. So the wow toy.
Yeah.
Now this is a toy that makes you go, wow.
Yeah.
And so the ideal way to pack the shoebox is to have the wow toy up top.
Mm.
So when they open it, the kid goes, wow.
Yeah.
So I have heard that they love things that make noise.
Mm.
So like a musical woodwind a musical woodwind
whistle?
Not
or
whistle.
Like a harmonica?
The harmonic instrument.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. So a woodwind
instrument. Got it.
Like a recorder or a harmonica.
Okay.
Which we have some.
Yes.
There's a soccer ball.
Mm.
And if you include a soccer ball, please do not forget the pump
and
the needles because they may or may not have a way to pump it up.
Okay.
Dolls. Mm. And you can sometimes find those little playhouses that come with it, the Barbie things that you fit into the shoebox.
Oh, wow.
Action figures,
mm-hmm.
stuffed animals. And the truth is I basically just cruise the toy aisle and whatever I'm drawn to is I kind of pick because I'm a big kid. So, that's my list.
Wow. Sweet.
That's great.
I love that ornament
on the
lid
know.
When they I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about that either.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
So getting a little bit more zoned in onto people who live locally to Vista area here. What are some important dates for 2021 that are coming up? Because this is October and I always feel like Operation Christmas Child, I'm always hearing about it in November. Like do your shopping, get it in. And it always catches me a little off guard because I'm like, wait, Christmas is 6 weeks away. But I understand that there's this huge process that happens before they can be sent out. So what are some kind of need to know dates for families locally?
Okay. So National Collection Week is always the third week of November.
Okay.
So this year it's November 15th to the 21st. National Collection Week is the week that the churches and everybody, we take the boxes that we collected and we take them to the big semi trucks that go. So when we miss National Collection Week, it's tough.
It's
because we got to make them.
Right.
We have to drive them up to Fullerton. And we're lucky to even have that opportunity because there's only 8 processing centers around the country.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I go up there a lot. Right. So I take the boxes, but I can't take 800 of them.
Yeah.
Right. onesie twosies is fine, but please turn them in before the 15th. So we will have tables set out starting October 16th. Mm-hmm. October 17th, sorry.
17th is Sunday.
Yep, October 17th.
Mm-hmm. That discloses that we're filming ahead.
That's okay.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
We have tables set out every Sunday until November 15th.
Okay.
This is where you can pick up your shoebox or two and return them by November 15th or sooner. Our team will then take them. I'm repeating.
That's okay. Okay. Yeah. Up to the processing centers.
Yes, our team will then take them to the collection week at our local drop-off location.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, they get sent to the processing center in Fullerton.
And then sometimes people can go to they can volunteer at the processing centers, right? And
absolutely.
Help go through. Because I know people who've done that.
Yes. Last year I took 8 groups of people up there to go.
Wow.
So you don't have to wait for us to take you. You can just go on there and sign up and volunteer and go whatever time's best for you.
Okay.
Awesome. Do you know if there's an age
limit?
Yes, it's 13.
13.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
Yeah. You definitely want.
Yeah.
Yes.
Capable. Capable minds. Let's just say that.
That's great.
Wow. That's awesome. Are there any, is that it? Those are the dates?
Official dates.
Okay.
Now, if I can help you with shopping.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Can I ask you one more quick question before we get to shopping? Just the box in general.
Yes.
So the box, they give out boxes.
But they used to not do that.
Or you can use your own shoebox, but is there a specific size you have to adhere to?
The request is to keep it your standard size shoebox.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because the cartons fit 14 to 16 shoeboxes. Mm. And so when the requesting country requests, need X amount of shoeboxes.
Right.
When they send them with the assumption that there is this many shoeboxes in there. So if the shoeboxes are large, it kind of throws off the numbers.
Also, not Hobby Lobby, too, they sell the plastic containers,
The bins with the lids.
Yes, those have been tried and true tested, so they will withstand the time. Because, those plastic bins, the Dollar Tree or whatever that they send.
They can crack.
They crack.
Yes, they do. Unfortunately, learned that by experience.
Okay, so thank you for that. Now some packing.
So because
the shopping techniques.
Yes, because I prep for the packing party, which is a year-round process. I actually starting in October, November for the following year.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Because I catch the sales.
Oh.
So I get all of the. The after Christmas sales, the after Valentine's Day,
Friday,
all of that stuff. And you just go around and wait until they're, 90% off.
Right.
And if you do that, you could really pack a very quality gift in that shoebox, and it's not going to cost you as much.
Right.
That's awesome.
But
that's a good
for families, then you have to store it and remember where you put it.
Right. Yeah.
But yes.
Wow. That's a good advice. I'm going to take that to heart. Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but our time has actually come to an end. Jamie, thank you for being willing to come on the show today. Not only highlighting Operation Christmas Child, but also sharing what God has done in your life. It's a huge blessing to hear his faithfulness and his goodness in your life. You are such a blessing here to our fellowship in Vista, but also to all of our listeners who heard this episode today. I just know that hearts have been lifted and encouraged, and So we just want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
So moms, you are not going to want to miss next week's episode. We are having Sean Clifford, founder and CEO of a company called Canopy, which is a filtering software and an app to help protect you and your family from the dangers of pornography on the internet. He is going to be speaking on 4 tips for better digital parenting, which if you are raising kids in this day and age, you are going to want to hear this. So make sure you tune in, and we'll see you next time.